Or any comment about the applicants or?
I've got a comment. Garth Reavy, it's a lot different than what I had seen in the past. And I was just kind of wondering, you know, why it was so strict by the rules. I understand there's laws and whatnot, but I tried to get on the city council back, 6 years ago, there was a vacancy. And it was different to where people put in their name in the hat, per se. And we came to that meeting and each person stood up, introduced themselves, and then they had voted at that time. They asked each person a question if they needed, and that's when they voted. Beat out by the young gal who used to live in your house. She was, worked for the library.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, so I was just kind of wondering why such a change in strict policy, why did that change so?
We've been going to trainings and we've been learning about small town governance and the proper way to do things. And so that's kind of the way I've taken it on to be sure that we do it fair for everybody. Mm-hmm. And since this is for the record, Carrie came up and thanked me for taking the time to interview and talk to each of you, because she was concerned about that wasn't really on the little application. She didn't feel like she had enough space to say all that she wished to say. And so this process was introduced as the way that other town councils do it, and it seemed like a fair way to proceed. So it's unfortunate. It also made it kind of drag out a little bit longer, but I'm very concerned about having a good council and a council that works together and comes to meetings, and we are also being in compliance. And I will fully admit we missed the deadline. We were supposed to fill the position within 30 days, but it's not like we get into merit if that doesn't happen. But we need to just do it as soon as possible. And so when we missed the meeting, anyway, you know the what occurred. And so we ended up now here today with a special meeting in order to dedicate to each person to have equal time.
No, it makes sense, you know, like a job application.
Yeah.
No, I understand. I was kind of wondering.
Good. Thank you for the question. That's good.
Lorraine? I think those three can come back in the room and be invited to make public comment as well.
Not when we're discussing them. We still need to discuss them and vote on them.
Okay.
And then they can come in and make public comment.
Okay, thank you.
So, any additional public comment from the public? No questions about the candidates or anything that they said or... Council, do you feel like you could make a decision?
Yes. I am not sure because I wanted to address something.
In terms of making the decision tonight?
Yeah. Which is why I was wanting to know if we were going to talk about that item in our packet, if that was something that was needed to be addressed or not.
Well, as it affects the interviews and filling the vacancy,
it would depend on your decision.
Right. Well, can we speak about it? Am I allowed?
This is your time to, because we're talking about filling vacancies, is that right?
Yes, and I think this is directly pertinent. It's something that we're all about. So, for those of us who were at the last meeting, it was mentioned that previously, before that meeting, I had been inadvertently forming quorum to discuss the candidacies and the vacancies, and that was, it turned out not okay, and we've got the records that, expose those conversations so people can read them, so thank you for getting that taken care of. But one of the things that was concerned everyone was that it would, my participation would be seen as unfair because up to that point, I had been under the impression that we would be able to have one-on-one conversations as long as we weren't forming a quorum. And I was also then the impression that we were to have our choices made by that meeting based on the application forms. That was communicated to me, and I was under that impression. So I had formed somewhat of an opinion with the expectation that we would do, you know, an informal interview process, stand up, and we talk about it like we did. When that didn't happen, anyway, the long story short is that in addition to now having those records be public, which I have no problem with, it's fine because that's something that is very important to the town, and I think the decision-making process needs to be transparent. But it was recommended that I recuse myself from the selection process. I can participate, much like the mayor, but I was recommended to recuse myself from selecting a choice in the interest of providing a seemingly fair selection process. I'm torn on whether or not I want to recuse myself because I was not operating in any form of malice. My intentions having those discussions were to ensure that we had a timely and efficient meeting where we could select a council member and move forward. And I think with the transparency and the documents provided that it would be very apparent that that was the case. And so on one hand, there has been the recommendation from our legal counsel that I recuse myself, and that would mean that Kyle and Sharon would have to make the selection. And on the other hand, I feel like my voice on the council and the perspective that I bring is very important, and that's why I'm here. Not to, you know, push any agenda or play favorites. My intention is to have a council that works for this town and is working in the town's best interest. And that was the entire point. So, to be fully transparent, I'm not sure if I want to recuse myself from the vote on selecting a council member. That said, I don't know, can we have a small discussion about that? Is this appropriate to now have public comment in response to my public comment? Can we do that?
I appreciate what you're saying. And I definitely think that we can have a discussion about this. Jillian, do you have something you'd like to weigh in?
Well, I'm the one that spoke to the county attorney. And it was regarding the events that occurred at the last council meeting and then information that was brought to my knowledge that occurred prior to the council meeting. So based on that, there was some ambiguity on what the proper way to proceed was. So the only decision that we could make was that we needed to contact the county attorney who advises us on these matters and find out what the proper procedure was in order to ensure that we were not violating any regulations and to make sure that we were not going to end up voting in a council member and having that vote subject to challenge and potential invalidation under Montana Annotated Code. So in order to ensure that, the information was given to the deputy county attorney. It was requested that any documentation that we had of what had occurred be sent to him as well. So he was sent text messages. His comments concerning the process were also in a line. They were aligned with the same process that we were informed by the mayor of Stevensville on how they conduct their meetings when they are filling a vacancy and how that process goes. The deputy county attorney agreed with that process. He said that's the proper way to do it. He said that the decision to make, he said that based on the statement that was in the last council meeting was that you were prepared to vote, not prepared to interview. So it would appear based on the record that the decision had already been made without interview. And he stated that that's what was unfair about the process. So I appreciate finishing. So his advice was because a council member had expressed that they had already had their mind made up who they wanted to decide, that it appeared unfair, and also made comments that appeared negative towards another applicant, that it appeared that they were not allowing the applicants an equal opportunity to be heard or for open deliberation, and that in order to restore not only fairness to all the applicants, to allow them an opportunity to speak and be heard, not only by the council, but by the town as well, that in order to restore fairness and the appearance of fairness, that it was his recommendation to the town that Mr. Timothy Fox recuse himself from the vote because a decision had been made by him prior to, which had been communicated in writing. And he made that recommendation in order to protect the town from potential litigation by an applicant who felt the process might be unfair.
So my question to you was, can we open this up to comment from the public?
I have no problem with the public comments.
I just wasn't sure if that was the process.
Does the public have a comment on what Tim just said?
I just got one question. So if there's only two people voting on the high companies, don't we need three people or an odd number?
Right now, we have three people on the council, and a quorum is the majority. So that means two people can decide.
I want to clarify.
And that becomes the quorum.
I want to clarify the time of the May 12th town council meeting, we were not aware of that. We, after that meeting, because unfortunately Kyle was not present at that meeting, and so we did not proceed with the meeting believing that we did not have a quorum. After that, we discovered that two people of a three-member, so the council is made up of four members for this town, but once a seat is vacated, the active members constitute the council. And a quorum of those active members is a majority, so two out of the three. So we weren't aware that we could actually have gone ahead with that meeting. But since the county attorney cleared that up for us, because we did get his advice on that, we didn't want to do anything improper, that's when he said that a quorum would now consist of two out of the three members, which is why we were able to move forward with that. And we corrected a lot of things that we had done in the office based on the fact that we thought we had to have three members on the council to create a quorum.
Okay, so like tonight, if Kyle picks somebody and Sharon picks somebody, then opposite, who decides? There's only two.
We start over again.
We have to start over again.
If they don't agree, then we have to start over again.
And we would open it up. We would open up applications and everything else.
That's all I had. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. Does anyone else have a question? Karen?
Yeah, I have two questions. Karen Wolfhard, Alberton. In the past, and I remember it was when Kyle was put on the council and other members, Betsy on the council, they did not have this big interview process, all the questions. It was much simpler. And I am imagining that when any of the members spoke with each other, it was with that history in their mind of how they had picked council members before, and also they did not know that they had a quorum if they were talking with each other.
Yes.
The other part of it is, if Tim is guilty because he talked with somebody else, then Kyle should recuse himself, or Sharon could, because he can't be guilty all by himself. There was somebody else involved with him by violating the quorum law, so they all need to recuse themselves. It's all or nothing.
Thank you for your comment. Is there any additional public comment?
Actually, I thought I heard someone say yes, they did.
Yes, I sent out a notice to all of you guys saying what quorum was and quorum wasn't in regards to email and getting in touch with each other. So you guys did know.
But we were only communicating one-on-one, and at that point in time, we had not been informed that two members make a quorum. Timeline on that is unfortunate, to say the least. It's caused a lot of problems. But as Karen mentioned, we were operating under an assumption for a different system and a different process. And as I also would like to reiterate, it was all done under the pretense of having a what we would consider a normal and fair process. We didn't really like do this out of malice or favoritism, which I think is kind of what the legal advice is sort of implying, is that there is actually some intended unfairness. And whether or not there was or not, I do understand that in the interest of appearing fair, that was the advice given. But I think ultimately, the people that are that make up our constituency are the people who would be the best equipped to, you know, say whether or not they have an opinion about that or not. And so, as I mentioned earlier, whether I would, I'm on the fence about, you know, recusing myself or not, as per our recommendation, that's why I wanted to hear a little bit from people in attendance tonight, so I could get a feel on that, because, you know, this is Albertson, and we are Albertson. So, I mean, I don't, like, if the general consensus here is that it was done and we made a mistake, and let's just move forward, then I'm happy to do that. If people feel like they really would like to have, you know, more of a legal safety, then, you know, like, I'm happy to do that too. Like, my goal is not to make this process take any longer, but my goal is, as you mentioned, to have a whole and adequate counsel. So, like, I think my vote matters, because I do represent people.
Thank you. In light of this conversation, was there an additional comment? I'm sorry.
One more, Garth Reedy. So,
you
what
have
I...
3 minutes. Yes, you have... Our timer has fallen asleep,
All I just wanted to say was, it seems like, you know, you're talking no malice or anything. You guys are talking in-house with each other. You weren't contacting the other applicants. You were talking in-house. Well,
yeah.
Good to go.
So, what I wanted to say, if counsel, you have no objection, and I'm speaking to Kyle and Sharon, I would like to proceed with the vote of the three of you together, if there is no objection.
Oh, you mean?
Because
I would like to
chalk this up as a learning experience that we've all learned from. We now understand how a quorum works way better than we did before. And we understand the seriousness of our roles and our presence in the community and the way that we interact with our community. And what is most important is that we are respected and that our positions are respected. And if we could move forward then with our choice amongst the three that are here this evening, the three candidates that were allowed to be interviewed evenly as the rest.
Right. So,
okay.
How does this go now? Do we put names in a hat and then read them all? Or?
That's a good question.
Lorene, based on this,
I'm aware of, go ahead.
The deputy county attorney gave me two statements that he recommended I make based on whether or not Tim chose to recuse himself, and he asked me to put it on the record.
Okay,
if you'd like to put that on the record.
So if the decision is that he will vote, then he wanted this statement read under the record.
Okay.
Prior to this meeting, we consulted the deputy county attorney regarding the events that occurred at the last council meeting, including statements made during and after that meeting, and text message communications between council members that were submitted by affidavit. The deputy county attorney reviewed those materials and advised that council member Timothy Fox should recuse himself from the appointment vote. The deputy county attorney further advised that recusal is the appropriate remedy to restore the integrity of the process and that it appears to be the best route to provide fair due process to all applicants. Council member Timothy Fox has been made aware of the recommendation in advance of this meeting, and if he has chosen not to recuse himself, I must formally object on the record to his participation in this vote. That objection is noted in the minutes. I must also advise the council that a vote in which a member participates over a formal objection following a deputy county attorney recommendation for recusal and documented evidence of open meetings violations creates significant legal exposure for the town of Alberton. Any appointment resulting from the vote may be subject to challenge and potential invalidation under Montana Code Annotated 2-3-213. I will be notifying the deputy county attorney if Timothy Fox has declined to follow his recommendation and will request further guidance on the town's options. Thank you.
Thank you for that. I guess we don't have the option to...
All right. Well, I mean, my hands seem to be tied. So with that in mind, I would like to recuse myself from this selection vote. I had been made known aware of that earlier because that seems pretty heavy, you know, so...
Which is why you were notified prior to the meeting.
I'm sorry, what?
Which is why you were notified prior to the meeting of the recommendation.
Yeah, I know that.
And based on that, I want to thank you for your decision to recuse yourself from the appointment this evening prior... I think your decision to recuse yourself is an appropriate remedy, and it reflects your commitment to protecting the integrity of the process in the town of Alberton. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate that. So now that we have
public clarification, was that a statement?
Public comment is closed.
Public comment is closed.
It's ridiculous. This is not California.
What did you have to say, Karen?
I asked whether that statement from Wally Comden was read to Tim Fox before the meeting. Did they read that to me?
Only the first part with the recommendation, but not the second part.
Okay.
With the objection and all of that.
Right. Thank you.
It would not have been necessary.
So at this point in time, I would entertain a motion from either Sharon or Kyle regarding one of the candidates, seconded by the other, if you agree only.
Before we go into this, I mean,
discussion?
What's that?
Do you have additional discussion?
I do.
Okay,
first of all, I would
thank
like
you.
To. Do I want to go about it?
Yes. Discussion happens first.
So, and I was on the other half of the, I guess, text messaging with Tim about discussing candidates and things. Am I not a part of this list?
That's news to me.
Was it text or phone call? You know, Tim, that was transparent. Obviously, this was all above me as I had my bags on at work and just received a call that I took. I'm blue. So obviously before the talk of quorum and all of these larger elements to town's government, right? So what are we talking about here? I'm not gonna let Tim just, like, obviously we're all in contact with each other.
Right. I think if we recuse both of ourselves, then Sharon is the one who has to make the decision and she gets to make it alone. That's by my read of what I've been told tonight.
But then she's not a majority if she's one out of three.
She's one out of two. She
so
does.
We have to start over again if that's what we end up doing. That's what I think.
I would like to say, going forward from here, to everybody sitting before us right now, to start paying attention to what's going on in this town. Because the pages are going to start coming up, and this is no longer going to be small town business. It's going to expand. I'm here to be an unbiased voice. This is never and will never be about me, which is why my presence can lack here sometimes. I care about the people in the town and how everyone chooses to live. This is not about me or anything remotely close to that. And as at this time, I want you folks here, and I wish there was more, your votes, what you want from us, this town, beyond, is going to get really important. And I hope everybody starts paying attention. Because we all know where this goes, eventually. So what you want and what you want to be heard is important. And at this point, I would almost ask these folks here what they feel would be the best measure, because ultimately it's their town council. This is not our council. This is their council. So I'd like to know what these folks want. What would you like us to do as we try to get with the program of all these changes that are very sudden? Because, yeah, I wish I would have been asked these questions. I wish I would have had an opportunity to be asked about personally in front of council and my constituents what I'm going to bring to this table. Mm-hmm. So here we are in the circle. I don't know how much time I have left or if that was even started. So I would say, if I had anything at all, what does the town want to see? Do you want us to vote? Do you want us to throw this in the trash or start over and proceed to be out of compliance with the state so that we can tiptoe around all these rules that we did not even know really existed?
I'd like to make a comment.
Yeah.
One thing I've heard time and time again in this town is, do things legally. Please just do things legally. That's what we're trying to do here. Because it was done one way in the past doesn't necessarily mean that that's what we have to continue doing now. We're trying to do things right. We're all learning. I mean, my background is business. My background is not government. I don't know a lot of this stuff. Some of these people know more than I do. But my problem is, do it right from now on. That's where we're trying to get. And I understand the frustration here, and I believe that, you know, everybody had the best intentions. I do believe that. But my problem is, just because you're ignorant of the law doesn't mean that it doesn't apply to you.
Amen.
And that's the part we're struggling with here, is we're not doing things. Let me rephrase that. We probably haven't done things the best in the past, but at this point, we're going to do the best we can for the future. And part of that is, yes, you do your ordinances. Yes, you enforce them. Why? Because if you enforce it, then it's enforced for everybody and it's fair. That's how you keep it fair, is you follow the rules. So I know this is kind of an ugly sitch and nobody really wants to be discussing this. And I don't think there were bad intentions, but I do think we need to do it right at this point and move forward. That's all I have to say.
Thank
you. I got some public comments, sir.
Well, what the way public comment works is that each person gets a 3-minute. It's not a discussion back and forth, but
okay.
Because we're learning, Garth, and I allow Karen to go ahead and speak, I would like you to go ahead and say what you have to say.
I just want to say, I brought it up in the beginning how things were different when it was voted for before. And I understand what you're saying. Things are not done right. In the past, when I was first here, we had a mayor that did anything rock shot that he wanted to do. And that was a big ass, or a big problem. I personally was involved in that. So I like seeing movement, things going to the better. I like what Kyle had to say, though. I mean, we're trying to do everything right, but when you start throwing all these laws and rules, sometimes it's too much. You know, sometimes there is too much. I mean, it's a mistake. You even said you're learning. He's learning. We're all learning, right? And I know, but it just seemed like, okay, well, if you don't excuse yourself, well, I'm going to throw the county attorney on you. That just doesn't seem like Albertine. And that's why when I was asked to run for city council again, I was like, no thank you. I didn't want to be involved in the bickering and the fighting. So I don't know what to do here. You excusing yourself, maybe that starts the process over, or we look at it better. You know? So I'm sorry for keep butting in, but that's all.
Thank you for your comment. I appreciate the public participation, and actually that's why I didn't institute this guideline prior, because I thought it was more important in order to have the community interact. But it ends up that you have a meeting that becomes a free-for-all, and there's back and forth and back and forth. And so public comment is an opportunity for the public to say what they have to say, not for us to have a discussion or a debate, and that's kind of what this has turned into. And I'd like to get back to the task at hand. Do you have one more thing to say, Jim?
I do take some blame for that, because I did say that I wanted opinion from the public here, so
that's okay.
You know, that is somewhat on.
Thank you. No, that's okay. I think that, you know, we're learning and we're working together, and it is far more important to me to include the public and hear what the public has to say. And since we have so few people here tonight, I think that it's an opportunity to let that happen. But now I think our obligation is to the three people sitting in that room that are wondering what the heck's going on out here. Jaylen?
So my responsibilities and duties as the town clerk are set by the state of Montana. And one of those responsibilities is to inform the council of legal matters that could not only open the town up to lawsuits that its residents cannot afford to pay for, but also any actions taken by a council member that are in violation of state statute, county code, or the ordinances of the town, open them up to personal liability. They can be personally sued. Someone can go after their home. They can go into financial ruin if they don't follow the law as it's set forth. It's my responsibility as a town clerk, according to the state of Montana, to inform them when they may be opening themselves up to personal liability. And what may appear by some to be a personal attack is me doing my job and covering your ass.
Do we have the ability to move forward and choose one of our candidates?
I feel that we can't move forward without discussing these things.
The things that we're discussing right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because this is all very new material.
Yes, it is. This is the first time we've had a council election or appointment under my picture.
Yeah. Regardless of the fact that I have now formally recused myself from the vote to select a new council member, my question then, Jaylen, would be, are you going to file a complaint if Kyle makes a vote for this selection?
I don't have any documentation, and it's not been reported to me, any communication other than his admission here on the record, and now will be in the minutes that he did engage in that conversation. That becomes a question for the county attorney, not for me. I'm not the attorney. I am simply, I'm simply relaying what he told me.
Right. But I was asking more of your intent.
I have
to file a complaint, though.
I didn't file a complaint in the first place. I don't have any intent to file another complaint, but I do have to keep him fully informed. As he is representing the town, he is on contract to represent the town. I have to keep him informed of any matters that are involving anything
right.
legal.
I would like to note that you did read a statement in which you said that you intended to file a complaint, and that filing such a complaint would have legal ramifications. And so my question is pertinent to that statement that you read about this. So, I mean, I have no problem with
you
receiving.
Isn't that the county attorney's statement?
I actually did not state that I would file a complaint.
Oh.
I would. I'll read it again. I'm objecting on the record to your participation in the vote.
This is you personally?
This is what I, yes.
Okay.
The objection is noted in the minutes. I must also advise the council that a vote in which a member participates over a formal objection following a deputy county attorney recommendation for recusal creates significant legal exposure for the town of Alberton, and any appointment resulting from the vote may be subject to challenge and potential invalidation under MCA 2-3-213. That challenge can come from anyone. So I will be notifying the deputy county attorney.
Okay, notified. Got it.
If you decline to follow his recommendation, and I will request further guidance on the town's options.
I guess then, do you intend to object for Kyle?
I don't have any documented evidence, but I, to tell you the truth, the fact that he has admitted that he also was involved in deliberation, I have to inform the deputy attorney. I don't know whether or not that would invalidate any vote today. So honestly, I don't even know that we can proceed without his recommendation.
I'll tell everyone here that the deliberation that both Sharon and Kyle received from me was text messages asking if they were ready to make a selection on the Tuesday meeting. I mean, we have the text messages here. They received copy-pasted information. It was not different. It was the same conversation that we had. And it was I was trying to make sure that we were all on the same page when we were going through this process, because up until then, we could not have a quorum. And so one-on-one had up until then been safe harbor for having these conversations. And so I did not know that it was an issue. And so these conversations were just to clarify, have you read the applicant forms? Are you ready to make a selection? This is what we're going to do. It's going to be on the agenda. That was our conversation. And, like, yes, I did say that I had made my mind up, and it was based on the information we had available to us, because, you know, up until then, I thought we just talked to them, you know, having to stand up. So, like, if you're concerned that Kyle is having a suspect, he did not return communications to me. I texted him the same that Sharon texted, and so their communications are virtually the same. It's that, I think that I don't want to see this go on any longer. I would really love it if we could just get this council selection done so we can get back to, you know, running the town.
It's not up to me how you proceed. My job is only to inform.
Right.
The proceeding would be Kyle or Sharon making a motion to a point, and the other one agreeing or not agreeing.
I think I'm going to do the favorable thing. I'm going to recuse myself from making the decision because I'm in on this whole thing too. And then we can take this whole meeting as a lesson in this big government change of how we want to do things in this town, since we're all on the page now. And if we go forward, then we're going to get implications potentially from higher ups and punishment. Quite frankly, I don't want anything to do with. So I will, with Tim Fox, recuse myself from making a vote. Because I feel like that's the decision.
That means that we're not going to move forward?
Well, I mean,
I was part of the text message, but it was before we got the applications and before I got to read the applications. I'm guilty too. So I
can I clar can I ask a clarifying question?
Okay.
Maureen, can I ask
a question?
If you're saying that the text messages occurred before you saw any applications, the communication itself we found out violated the open public meetings laws. But the reason for the recusal wasn't the fact that text messages occurred. It was the fact that a preference for a particular candidate was stated before interviewing all of them.
Right. No, the text messages had occurred after I had read through the applications.
Okay.
We received them.
Yeah. Okay. Now I remember.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah. So I was part of it.
Was a preference stated for a candidate?
No.
Okay.
No.
Kyle, do you recall stating a preference for a candidate?
Yep.
Then recusal would be appropriate under the recommendation of the Deputy County Attorney.
There you have it.
So, in order to proceed, then.
Well, I would like to move that we begin the selection process from the beginning by soliciting applications, at the same time, move forward with this new knowledge. I guess maybe the motion could also include closing this application process with a formal apology to the current applicants.
And the people here tonight. Mm-hmm.
So we have a motion on the floor to begin again, essentially. I'm paraphrasing how the motion went. And to also include an apology to the applicants here tonight, as well as to the council, to the community here in present. Do I have a second?
I will second.
So we have a motion and a second. Call the question. Jillian?
Sharon?
Oh.
Your vote on the motion?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Kyle?
Yes.
Thank you. I think this is unfortunate, but I think that it's fortunate in that we have learned a lot. And what do you charge them, council, as do we have a timeline for opening to new applicants?
Why don't we? It's already the 26th. What timeline is reasonably expected? We have candidates in front of us. I can't help but feel this is just some. Catch 22 like nonsense, but why don't we just open it up again? Let's have this go again. And I would love if we could do the selection process like this, but we don't do 30 minutes, we just have the candidates introduce themselves and we go from there at the next council meeting to open it up.
Let's try to get more people here.
If we have additional candidates and they're not asked the same questions.
Well, it's a new interview process, though, so it shouldn't matter, right?
We have more information on these three than we have on anybody else.
Yeah, but it's officially a new process, so it shouldn't matter. Is that right?
However, the same process should be followed.
Why don't we find out?
Yeah.
Why don't you find out before you suggest anything? Find out if you can do it. Find out if it's legal. Find out.
Okay.
Yeah.
We do have an attorney, right?
Yep, we do. So we will.
If we're going to continue forward doing everything right and proper, we should do this right and proper.
Thank you very much.
Hopefully, Wally is more available to us than he's been in the past.
So we'll wait to hear back from our attorney. We'd like you to look into this and see what the process is going forward, because it's new waters and we're all learning. And this time, I'd like to be on the right side of the law. Wherever that stands. So let's just wait to hear from you on that. So
okay.
Let's get in contact with the attorneys, and that should be that.
We fall back, regroup, talk to the attorney, and we bring it to the meeting on the 2nd. Mm-hmm. Next agenda item, thank you very much, is the budget.
We can get those people in here, right?
Oh,
yes.
And we have to explain this to them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I can explain if anyone has no objections.
It's a very difficult decision,
I think. Yeah, or you can explain it. It's fine.
Ready? Come back in. Please rejoin the meeting. So, first off, I would like to apologize to the three of you. We've had a procedural hiccup here, so to speak, and that as we're learning the process, it's been decided that we need to begin again.
Okay.
So there was some interaction amongst the council prior to the meeting that has caused this to occur. So would you like to explain more than that, Jillian, because my explanation...
We simply have a situation where two council members have recused themselves from the vote, so we do not have enough council members to be able to proceed with the vote, so we will be contacting the deputy county attorney for advice on how to proceed. It has been the motion, which has been seconded and passed, that we start over the selection process. So we would appreciate that anyone who is interested in a town council position, please feel free to start over with a new application, and we will go from there.
And we'll do it right this time.
I would also like to add that the recusal to make the selection, and therefore the inability to make the selection, was done at the recommendation of the county attorney. So it wasn't something we did just out of hand. This is a legal representative recommendation. So.
Yeah, we're trying very hard to follow proper procedure.
Thank you for doing that.
So I appreciate that, Wayne, and I appreciate the three of you now.
Thank you for your time.
It feels like the sixth time we've talked to you about applying. Anyway, so thank you for your patience. Thank you to the community for your patience and participation and understanding in this. Does anybody have any additional comments on this topic before we move forward?
I would love to be here for the rest of the meeting, but I have family that's leaving for 2 years, and I'm going to go. That's all right.
Yes.
She's doing it.
Thank you, Wayne. I apologize.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. Okay,
thank you.
Oh, man.
Nice to
meet you.
Thank you. Again, thank you for seeking to do this well. Appreciate that as part of the business.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm losing
it. All right. Next item on the agenda is the budget amendment.
I don't have any documentation on that.
And there's a really good reason for that. So, for the record, I am a very proactive person. We do not look at the budget until the end of June when we have completed our fiscal year. Our fiscal year is July 1st through June 30th. So, I would like the council to please consider when in July would you be available to have a budget amendment meeting. And then following that, we will have an actual budget meeting. So the budget amendment has to do with 2026, and items that we have overspent or didn't appropriate enough for, didn't have enough information, and so we've overspent, and we need to do some amending. So there's nothing more that's going to be decided on that item this evening.
Can we get some information on that before
yes,
we take a...
Yes, we most definitely will. Yes, thank you, Tim. You will get a copy of the current budget as it stands prior to our meeting in July that we do the budget amendment discussion. In fact, you might even get it at the next council meeting.
We
if you do not already have. What?
Well, I think getting it at the next meeting would be fair.
Great.
And then setting a date at that time.
It will be on the agenda for the June meeting then, thank you, Kyle, to set a time in July for a budget amendment meeting. Thank you. Any comments or questions from the community? Or additional comment or question from the council? Karen?
I remember in the past the budget meeting was at 6 o'clock the same night as the council meeting, so the budget meeting didn't take up one more night and take up so much time, and they got it done in 1 hour, knocked it out, 7 o'clock came, and the council meeting started.
I recall the same. You mentioned that, the last one.
Would that work for council as far as you're aware in July?
It worked last time just fine.
Yeah.
Fine, yeah.
I have to make this
time on council nights, so.
For just to do this? Okay. Wonderful. Thank you, Karen. I appreciate that. Anyone else in the community have a comment, question? And we will move forward to new business, and that is the closing of the office on June 1st for training. Originally, I asked Shannon to cover the office so that Jane Lynn could go to this training, and it was suggested that actually both of them should go to the training. And in order to do that, we need to close the office for one day. It's kind of awkward that it's the day before our council meeting. And this is something that council must approve. So discussion from council.
First of all, is that going to continue to contribute to the amount of overspending that we are now facing?
What?
Sending two clerks to a training, or is this covered by a grant?
The training is free.
Okay. And the town's not covering any money for that?
The only thing that there would be a reimbursement of the travel time, and we're all riding in the same car together. There will be no room charge. That's one of the reasons why we like to go to the ones that are close. And the training is
closing
open.
The meeting or closing the office on the Monday.
Yep.
And
I know that in the past the office is closed when the clerk was unable to be there, but it is actually legally the council's decision if it's okay to close the office.
Well, and you know, not that I don't want to send you guys to a training, but the reason we do have a deputy clerk or an assistant clerk or secondary clerk is so that we can keep the office open when the clerk is unavailable. So this is the exact time that we would want to use our other clerk as a clerk to keep the office open. Honestly, this is like a very perfect example of why we would have a second clerk. And I know the recommendation for the training is to send both, but I think my stance on it is that if we have a second clerk to keep the office open, that, I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, thank you. Kyle or Sharon, do either of you want to weigh in on what you feel about the June 1st closing?
Well, I agree with Tim.
I'm sorry, Kyle.
I do agree with Tim.
Uh-huh.
That's an opportunity to keep the office open. This is what we have it for. That would be my stance.
Well, I think that Shannon should be able to go and learn more about the operation of our town. And these opportunities, this one's free. There's a couple more that are further down the road, but I think Shannon should be able to go. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are we allowed to discuss amongst us, or is this just
Well, no, since the council weighed in, but if you have something else to say, we're being a little informed today. But
I just wanted to chat with Sharon about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I do agree the benefits of having, you know, compliance training and things like that, and you know about council stuff is good, but this, to my mind, was exactly the reason why we voted to approve to keep her on as our secondary, you know, clerk, and because the first and foremost responsibility of that town office is to be open on a Monday when people want to pay their bills or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So like, that's just something that I feel, and you know, like, I know the opportunity to go to the trainings is like important, you know, but if we're sending our primary clerk to do the trainings, I don't know.
Okay, one thing that wasn't discussed or said is that the clerk has a accreditation certification available, and that certification comes from attending trainings. This training is worth 6 credit hours toward that accreditation, and this would be the easiest way for Shannon to achieve those credit hours, because there wouldn't be a hotel room and the travel to Butte or wherever the training would be other than this one.
With all due respect, it's difficult to supervise somebody who doesn't have the same information that you have.
Right.
I would also highly recommend that the council go to this training since it's free. And it's only in Drummond. It's only an hour away.
It is. Today was the deadline to register, but it's still today until midnight is my understanding. So I did send an email to both of you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're either of you interested, Sharon is going. And I know that, speaking for Sharon, she gets a lot out of the training.
Oh, I do. Definitely.
Does the community have any public comment regarding our discussion? Reese?
So if it's a day before our next meeting, is there enough time to get everything on the agenda since the office is going to be closed on Monday?
The agenda has to be posted 48 hours in advance, which makes it Friday at 6 o'clock. But because the office is closed on Friday, historically, we prepare it on Thursday and often post it by 6 o'clock on Thursday, even though what we're required to do is 48 hours. So sometimes the agenda hangs out and then I put it up on Friday. But that's the requirement. In terms of getting ready for the meeting, our friends from Stevensville are going to be there in Drummond and have offered not only to have both clerks come visit in Stevensville, and on that day, I will be the clerk, so that the office doesn't have to be closed, and both clerks will get a little training from our friends in Stevensville.
Good.
Which is, you're welcome. Thank you for that question. I find it highly valuable to talk with other mayors, and going to these trainings has afforded me that opportunity to meet them and now be able to interact with somebody I've met and know, ask all the questions. Any additional public comment? Council, do you feel like you could make a vote on this? Did you have something to say, Janet? You raised your hand.
Not on this, no.
Oh, okay. I would entertain a motion from the council if you're so inclined.
Well, I make a motion to let both clerks go to the Drummond.
So Sharon has made a motion that both clerks be allowed to attend the training in Drummond.
I'll second it.
And Kyle has seconded. Call the question. If you're ready, Jim.
Tim?
No.
Sharon?
Yes.
Kyle?
Yes.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. So the office will be closed on the first for both clerks to attend the training. Wonderful. And we'll report on June 2nd all the lovely things that we've done.
For the record, the budget amendment meeting was set for when?
It isn't set. We're going to set it at the June 2nd meeting,
okay.
But that the council packet will include essentially the 2025-26 budget that ends June 30th of 2026 that we need to amend.
Thank you.
And now we open again for public comment. Does anyone from the public have a comment? And this is the time that I ask for public comment, and it's suggested that I ask three times. So, final time, any public comment?
I would like to apologize for my use of profanity earlier.
Thank you for that. I didn't notice that you had. Thank you, Janet.
I apologize.
Karen.
Yeah, just one question. If the whole discussion that we had at the end about the recusal and the quorum and all of that, if that maybe next time, if anything comes up, that could happen before we spent all the time interviewing people. I think the order was backwards on that, but we should have had that question and discussion first and then we probably would not have spent the time interviewing people.
The question regarding the quorum?
Yeah, that whole discussion we just had with all the candidates in the room, if that happened at the beginning of the meeting, with items not related that were not on the agenda, that might have saved a whole hour of time of asking this question.
And that's what Tim had said, that he wished that he had realized that. So, yeah.
I think for everybody concerned, because everybody knew that was going to come up on the meeting tonight, apparently, so it's prudent to do it first. So I'm agreeing with Tim.
Thank you. With that, seeing no additional public comment, I will entertain a motion from the council.
First.
I'll second it.
What is the motion?
For adjournment.
Adjournment.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.